But today we have the wonderful feast day of one of the four gospel writers, the feast day of St. Luke. And we know a little bit about St. Luke from what Paul tells us in his letters and what the Acts of Apostles tell us. We know he was born in Antioch, which is in Syria, and he was not Jewish. He was a Gentile by origin, a Greek, and he was a beloved physician. And so you'll see in Luke's writings a great deal of attention to medical detail. We know that he was a companion and a disciple of St. Paul. He even accompanied St. Paul on a number of missionary journeys. We know that Luke wrote his own gospel as well as the Acts of the Apostles. So he wrote some of the largest portions that we have of the New Testament. We have by tradition that St. Luke also painted a beautiful image of our Blessed Mother. Not only physically did he perhaps paint an icon of Our Lady, but he also painted a beautiful picture of Our Lady in his gospel. At the end of his life, we understand he went to Greece and spread the faith there, and he died a martyr's death at about the age of 84. And when we take a look at St. Luke's gospel, we see perhaps the most beautifully written gospel in the New Testament. His Greek was flawless. He was a well-educated man, and he was writing especially to reveal that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God, and he did not just die for the Jewish people, but he died for everyone. So a main theme in St. Luke's gospel is the fact that our Lord died for each and every person, for universal salvation, not just for one particular group of people, but he died for all. So his gospel has been called the gospel of universal salvation. And we see this because St. Luke emphasizes the fact that Simeon said that Jesus would be a light to the nations, which would namely be the Gentiles. And that at our Lord's ascension, our Lord said that the gospel should be preached to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And Luke also tells us and emphasizes Jesus' teaching on the Good Samaritan. It's only found in Luke's gospel. And also, whenever our Lord talks about the Samaritans, he talks about them in a very favorable way. His gospel has also been called the gospel of compassion, because there's so many times where our Lord's mercy is shown to sinners. Jesus is seen as the friend of sinners and outcasts. He shows compassion to Zacchaeus. He gives the parable of the prodigal son, which is only found in Luke. And we also have the good thief. Luke tells us about the good thief's conversion. So there's many passages in Luke that talk about the compassion and the mercy of Christ. Another main theme that we find in Luke's teaching, in his gospel, is the emphasis on the role of women in the gospel. We have Anna the prophetess referred to in Luke. We have a great deal about St. Mary Magdalene. The women on the way of the cross are mentioned in Luke. We also have a number of occasions where Martha and Mary are referred to. And we also have a great deal about St. Elizabeth, and then the widow who lost her son, the widow of Nain, and then a great deal about our Blessed Mother. In fact, some have called Luke's gospel the gospel of Our Lady, because it has the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Presentation in the temple, and the Finding in the temple. If it were not for Luke, we would not have this understanding of Our Lady's special role in the early church. We also see a great deal about the Holy Spirit in Luke's gospel. He's mentioned 22 times in Luke, especially at the Annunciation and then at the Visitation, sanctifying John the Baptist in the womb, and also in the Benedictus of Zechariah. And the last two themes that we find in Luke are prayer and poverty. We have St. Luke telling us many dozens of times that Jesus spent time in prayer. We have Jesus praying before his baptism, Jesus praying in the wilderness, Jesus praying before he chose the 12 apostles, Jesus praying before the transfiguration, before the apostles asked him to teach them the Our Father. Jesus praying for Peter. Jesus praying in Gethsemane. Jesus praying on the cross. So Luke's Gospel is called the Gospel of Jesus at Prayer. Because most of the times that we see our Lord in the Gospel, He's at prayer. And lastly is the teaching about our Lord's love for the poor. And we have a great deal of passages in Luke that tell us about our Lord's love and compassion for the poor. We have our Lord's teaching in the Beatitudes, where He says, "Blessed are the poor." Whereas in Matthew's Gospel, He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." We also have our Lord telling the apostles to abandon all things and to follow Him. And then in Luke, we have the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, how the rich man went to suffer and Lazarus went to the bosom of Abraham. So those are the main themes in the Gospel of St. Luke. And I encourage you today, on this feast day, to take out His Gospel and to read it, because it's a good idea to read the Gospel all the way through, from beginning to end. Catholics rarely do that, and I would highly recommend that if you have a chance, just take a few minutes and read Luke's Gospel from start to finish, and look for those themes. Look for the theme of our Blessed Mother, and the Holy Women, poverty, and prayer, and the Holy Spirit. And I guarantee you, you'll be enriched by the beauty of St. Luke's Gospel.